Good morning. We're learning Mishneh Brura, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Lamed Gimel, the last halacha in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, a Mechabed Chedroi, one who is Mechabed Chedroi, he cleans his house, his room, B'Yud Gimel B'Nisan, on the 13th day of Nisan, and his intention is to check for the chametz ulevaroi. In other words, he's not just doing what people do is called spring cleaning. He's not doing spring cleaning. He's doing a cleaning of bedikah for Pesach to get rid of the chametz. And after he cleans up, he's careful. He's careful not to bring any more chametz into that area, into that room. So, would he be required to do Badika, is the question, on the night of the 14th? And the answer is yes. Afal Pichein, says the Mechaber, nonetheless, Tzarech Livdoik Belel Yedalit, he still has to do Badika on the night of the 14th. Hagah says, Ramal V'chol Adam Tzarech Lechabed Chadorov, Koidim HaBadika. Everybody has to clean up the room from the clutter and than before the bedika, in order to be able to check for the chametz. Va'akisim va'yibat te'yad shel begadim shenoisin behem lefamim chametz tzrichim bedika. The pockets and the cuffs and all the different places in the clothing that chametz can be placed into has to be checked as well for the concern that you have some chametz in your pockets. Says the Mishneh Brura Sifkatan Mem Dalet. One who checks his room the 13th, Ratzalaymar, Loimi Boy Bistam Shen Cheskosa Bot Miskabed. We're not talking about a case where his room was not in the category what's called cleaned. Even if his intention is to clean for Pesach, even if a person on the day of the 13th, his intention is what? To do a bedika for chametz. We're talking now the day of the 13th of Nisan, which is not when it was set by Chazal to do the bedika. It also does not help. He still has to go back and check on the night of the 14th. Because cleaning up is not a bedika gemura. Because maybe you left nishtayer, you may remain some chametz in a guma, is like a hole. And his point is like this: since I am not checking the proper bedika, I might have cleaned things up, but I'm not looking for every crumb and or the chametz in the holes and cracks and crevices. Now he says, even if I did check with the candle on the 13th, in the holes and those small little places, Chazal were misaken to check on the night of the 14th. So he has to now go back and check like every other person does on the night of the 14th. That some people should not be checking on the 13th, some people on the 14th. Everybody does together on the 14th. Let's go further after the brackets. According to what we said earlier in Sif Aleph, we do not rely on the checking by day. Even if it was with the or haner, with the light of a candle, because the ner, the candle, does not give off as much light by day as it does by night. So what do we have to do before we do bedika for chametz? Clean up, tidy up a little. Tzorech l'chabit chadorov. Very posh, very obvious basics. You can't check for the chametz if there's clutter around. You have to clean up the mess first. V'haminog l'chabed kol ha'abayis v'chadorim b'yayim yud gimol k'dei sh'yuchal la'asas ha'bedika k'din b'tchilas el yudal. I just want to point something out. I'm going to first explain what we said and then explain how we don't do what we just said. How do you like that? He just said the minog is that we check, we clean up rather, we clean up on the day of the 13th of Nisan in order for us to do bedika on the 16th, on the 14th. Why is it that we don't do that? Why is it that we don't start on the 13th?
It takes too long.
So what's he talking about, the Mishnah Berurah? Because they had small homes. They only had a couple rooms, a few rooms. They didn't have many items in our house that we have much more stuff than they did. Therefore, they could just start on the 13th of Nisan, do a cleaning up, and be ready. Anybody tries that today, he's in for it. From his wife, his mother, whatever the case may be. Both of them. So, well, then if he's in it for himself, he's got his own problems. Because it won't work. It still won't work. He's got all his problems still, it won't work. Now, we had to start earlier. So although he brings down, that's the minog, we don't start on the 13th. B'shas b'diko ha-minog litol noitzois l'chabit heitev b'mokoim ha-chayrim v'asdokim. At the time of the b'diko, it's a minog to take the feather. The feather, we always have the kit you buy, right? Has a feather. Well, where did that come from? Where did that idea come from? Because he says over here, the minog is to take this feather ulechabed heitev into the clean well, v'mokim achayim asdakim, the place of the holes, the cracks and crevices, ligro misham chametz imanoitza, to take with this feather any chametz that you might have found. Then we said you to check the pockets of the clothing, because you might have placed some candy or some chametz in there, whatever it might be. In Sifkot Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu hu oimer barili, shelo initon bem chametz." He says, "I know for sure there's no chametz in my pockets." He knows for sure. The milsa de lo yirami olei dehu devalav adaita. It's not for sure. He's not as right as he really thinks he is. Why not? Because we don't pay attention to these type of things. We don't pay attention to the fact that a person just might put something in his pocket, and it'll be there. Now, we're not talking about his clean pants that are hanging in his closet. He doesn't have, they came back from the cleaners. They're clean already. You don't have to go check. There's something in the pockets over there hanging up. We're talking about the pants he's wearing. And then he's going to be wearing them the next day as well. But to check those pockets. Therefore, it requires a bedika. He says that the people do is that at the time of the destruction of the chametz, the beer chametz, people clean out their pockets. He says it's appropriate that during bedikas chametz, we don't take the candle into the pocket. That we don't do. But it's appropriate to check the pockets at bedikas chametz. But the next morning, when we burn the chametz, we should check our pockets again and then shake them out, make sure there's no chametz in there. Why? Shema chazar v'hichnis b'hem chametz sh'okal achar bedika. Because maybe after you already did your bedika at the night, then you have a whole morning. You still had to eat chametz. So it's very possible you took chametz and you put it in your pocket. Tzricha bedika, you have to do a bedika. Bein mishaloi, bein mishal tinagash of bayis. You have to make sure you check your pockets as well as making sure that you check the pockets of the children. That's a definite. Now, just to point something out, we discussed that the person who checks on the day of the 13th, he said it's not good enough, and he has to make sure he checks like everyone else does on the night of the 14th. In number 38 of the Dershu, they bring down this, that we clean the house very well. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal, Shein Choyvo Lefashvesh Beshas Abedika B'chol HaMekoymetz. It's not an obligation to check Beshas Abedika in all those places. Shekevar also came, you already checked everything you did. You had to check because you just did it the day before. You did such a good Bedika. When you clean up the days that preceded Pesach, this that we have an obligation to do bedika nowadays. What are we checking the night of the 14th? What we're doing is we're checking to see, did I clean properly in my preparations? Let's repeat this. So Shlomo Zalman is telling us that since nowadays, the cleaning that we do that precedes Pesach is such a thorough cleaning that we're doing. It's days and days and weeks before Pesach. What we're checking on the night of the 14th is to see, did I do a proper cleaning? Did I prepare myself properly? Once again, back then we said it was the day before. They started cleaning the 13th and the 14th. They do the Bedik already. Nowadays we're doing weeks and weeks already. We're checking, we're cleaning up already. Like we said, you have the caution sign, the yellow tape, do not enter, no chametz allowed. My Talmidim, last year they were telling me that if they were eating something in the kitchen when it was anywhere within the first with a few weeks before Pesach, if they took a step out of the kitchen, oh, the mother, what are you doing? Where are you going with that chametz? You know, I just cleaned that room already. So they didn't realize the severity. You know, the mother cleans it up. You don't want to bring the crumbs there. So that's what Shlomo Zalman was telling us. It's what we're doing is making sure what we cleaned is clean. Im Kain, Niko. So he says, "V'chayves habedik v'samneinu he ledativ livchayin v'chama kamis im Kain Niko yasam heitiv." If we cleaned it well, so too says Rav Yashiv Zatzal. However, he brings also from Rav Nissen Karel Shlita the Nechut Shoni Sha'af b'zmaneinu nowadays ain dai b'bechina. It's not enough to just check to see where all these places cleaned well. He says, this is Karelitz, that when the night of the 14th, we're doing a regular Bedikas Chametz, just like we were, and if we didn't know, we cleaned up so well. We're looking for every single possibility where the Chametz might be. Not just like Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, did I clean well? I'm making sure there's no Chametz around because I cleaned well already. Let's continue. Simen Tov Lamedalad Sif Aleph. Mechaber says, the topic here is Dinim Hanoigim Takef Achar Bedika. The halachas of what a person does is right after the Bedika, after he finished checking. Sif Aleph. Achar HaBedika. After the Bedika, Yehei Nizar BeChametz. You should be careful where you place this Chametz. Make sure you put it in a safe place so you don't need another bedika. You're doing bedika the night of the 14th. Imagine you put those 10 pieces that we discussed or any other chametz you might have found, you put it down somewhere, and then you can't find it. Guess what? You have to check it again now. Where do you put it? Kagoin, for example, im yitlenu achbar befanov. Now, the case that he's discussing was more prevalent in those days. But let's say a mouse, he took it in front of you. And you're chasing after the mouse. Where then you can't find where he puts it. Or if you're missing one of the pieces, you can't find where you would put that piece of bread. You put out, it's one of the worst nightmares a person can have. You put out 10 pieces, you only find 9. Right, the problem is if you have no dog, it's a bigger problem. Aval bistam she'en yodea im chaser mimenu im lav loy. But if you're not sure if you're missing anything or not, then it's not the same problem. V'im kafa lav kli v'loy motzoi. What happens if you take a kli? You take a container, you cover up the chametz with the container, and then you pick up the container. It's like a guessing game. What? Then I put on this container. Like you look for another container. Maybe I put on that. You can't find it. He says, "Einait sarich livdaik." In this case, you don't have to check around. Why not? Shavadei adam notli. If you put a container on top of it, and then you come back and you see the container, there's no chametz under the container, we're saying some person, an Adam, picked it up and took it. We're not concerned that some mouse picked up the container and then ran away with it. Right? They had a whole group over there, and then one picked it up, one pulled it out. Like, right, the mouse trap, right? Game, right? The mouse trap game, right? Lekach yichbe olav kli. That's why he's telling us we should cover it up with the kli. Oh, listen to this one. Yitlenu ba'avir. You hang it in the ceiling. I have friends of mine that they like to on vacation time to live like they lived a couple hundred years ago, and they go on the tents and they go in the forest. I like to stick with the indoors. And what they do is at night they hang up the food. It's a true story now. They hang up the food from the tree and they hang it up high to keep it away from the bears. Exactly right. So here also, he's saying here we should hang up the food so this way the mice can't get to it. Or you put it into a closet where they cannot enter. Magam shein ach b'yachol lavoi, to a place where the mice cannot enter into. We're in Simen Tov Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph. We just finished the Mechaber, now we're going to see the Mishnah Brura. We're discussing the halachas of what a person does after he finishes checking for the chametz. The Mechaber says in Sif Katan Aleph, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Aleph on the bottom, the Sefer. Achar Bedika, v'uadin b'shasa Bedika yetzniah chametz sheroitz lecho. The Mishnah Brura is telling us that during the Bedika, the Shasta Bedika, a person should also put aside in a safe place the chametz he wants to have, he still wants to eat. For example, let's say that night you still want to eat some food, chametz food. Make sure you put it in a secluded, in a safe place. The morning, you want to still have your eggs and toast. Whatever you want, you want to still have the chametz in the morning of Erev Pesach. Make sure you put it in one safe place so that it doesn't get everywhere. Because a concern after a person checks one corner, it's a funny game the mouse is playing over here. What's going to happen is, the mouse, he checked the corner on the right side. Then you're going to check the corner on the left side. The mouse now says, I'm getting you. He's going back to the right side. But you just check that corner. So here he's talking about the case when the mouse exists in the house, which was more, as we said, common back then. So therefore, make sure you put it in a place where the mice or the chametz will not be jumping around. Sif Katan Beis, he says the Mechaber that you be careful the chametz shemishar letznia that you set aside la'achilosai, that you're going to eat, says the Mishmur Sif Katan Beis. V'u'adein ha'chametz shemoitzi b'bidikosai, the chametz that you find when you do your bedika, you're checking. U'manichai k'dei levar l'machar, and you set it aside to burn the next day. V'o'ilom ein matzniim ela ha'chametz shemoitzim b'shas bedika. The Mishmur says that people are just setting aside the chametz that they find b'shas bedika when they do the checking. Aval shara chametz ein is harin b'henle moilichin v'ana v'ana. V'lai shapar avdi. He says it's not appropriate that what people do is they're not careful with the other chametz. And they walk around with it. And then what happens is you have chametz over the house again. You do it during your bedika. They're not so careful with it. If you take a quick look in the Sharet Tzion Sif Katan Dalet, all the way in the bottom of the page, the Sharet Tzion is the last perush on the page, Sif Katan Dalet, which was also written by the Chofetz Chaim. He says, "Va'ayim b'chay yadim shekasav de'boyfin zeh lo yoyeloy b'dikasay." The Sharet Tzion brings the chayadim that says that if a person did his bedika and during the bedika or after the bedika, he's not careful with the other chametz in the house, his bedika doesn't help. It's not a good bedika. Ratzalaymar da'ideze continues the Shahar Tzion. Da'ideze shuv ein shom bedika klal. It's not a bedika at all. Acharei shelo hishgiach sheyeh chametz munach mishumer b'makom echad, because he wasn't careful to make sure that the chametz is in a safe place. Let's go back on top to Sifkat and Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. We have to make sure we put the chametz in the safe place, so we don't kadesh lo yitzarech bedika acheres, so we don't need a second bedika. Mikomokai main sarech levarach shenis al bedika zu. If a person was negligent and he did not do a good shimur, he did not keep the chametz in the safe place, and he is required now to check a second time, he does not make a new bracha. What happens if he checks and he didn't find any the missing chametz that he was missing? He has to nullify it a second time. Because the chametz that the mouse dragged away, you can't find it now, or some child ran off with it. That was not included in the bittul of chametz when you said that this chametz is not mine anymore, because you didn't have that chametz in mind. That's why it's mevatel the second time. Because you saved that chametz, you can eat it. Now you can't eat it because you can't find it. So you have to mevatel the second time. In order to, you will save this, the food in order to destroy it the next day. However, anu noigin belavachi levatel sheinis b'shas ha'sreifa. The minhag that we do is to mevatel the second time at the time of burning of the chametz. So we'll see later on the reason for that. Sifkat and Dalet and Mishnah Brura. If a person, the case is now, if a person covers up the chametz, and then he, with a container, and then he goes back to that container, he picks it up, he cannot find the chametz anymore. The Mishnah Brura says, Ein et tzarech levdoik, you do not have to check again. V'davko be'niach b'makom gavoya she'ein yad hatinoika, he's turning the page, m'mashin shimsham. When do I not have to check again? When it's in a high place that I can assume that the little children's hands did not get to. Now, children are very smart. And if they can't reach it with their hands alone, they use the chairs. And if that's not good enough, they climb on the counters. So, it's personal experience I'm talking now. That's right. That's exactly right. So, we have to make sure that the children cannot get to it, or it's in the container, or it's high up, that their hands cannot pull it down. Yeah, but normally the Mechaber is talking about a case where an adult has picked it up and removed it, and we're not concerned that it's somewhere around the house. The adult was responsible. Yichbol of kli, he should cover it up with a kli. V'liten ha-chametz b'kli l'chasoysa is also. To put the chametz in a kli, and then to cover it up regularly is not good. You're not allowed to do that. Because the derech of the shrotzim, of the bugs, is to open this kli up. However, but the Mishbrua says, if you have a kli, a container, that you turn upside down in a way, he's talking about a scenario where the bugs cannot get into it and pull the food out, that's not a problem. Obviously, nowadays, if you have a good container, a Tupperware, whatever container that is sealed to the point where no creature can get into it, that's considered a good place to hide your chametz. I shouldn't say to hide it, to store your chametz. Let's start, we're not going to finish, but let's just start a little of Sif Beis. Achar HaBedika, Mechaber tells us, after the checking, the bedika, miyad balaylo yivatlenu v'yoymar, kol chamiro d'isei bereshusi, d'lo chazisei, o d'lo v'yarte, v'yibotel v'lehevi ka'afer da'ara. These are the familiar words which we know, we say them, after the bedika, the night of the 14th, immediately after we finish checking, we say, oh, we have all the 10 pieces, we checked thoroughly, a real thorough checking. We say, kol chamiro, all of the chametz, the isei b'shusei, which is in my possession, in my house, in my authority, the lo chazisei, which I did not see, u'delo v'yarte, and which I did not destroy, the status of this chametz, libotel, should be nullified, v'lehevi ka'afer da'aro, and should be like the dust of the earth. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav, miyad b'layli v'atlenu, immediately at night, destroy it v'atamhu. The reason is, da'af agav d'midiraisa b'bedika levad sagi, even though from the Torah law, checking alone is enough. The Me'atayr is Sagi Be'echad Me'eni, because Midraisa, one of them is enough, either the Bedika or the Bittul. The Afilo Yishar Sham Chametz, the Bayis, because even if you have Chametz in the house, Ein Eiver Lov, called Manshaloi Noidaloi. You are not going to transgress having the Chametz in the house if you don't know about it. Kevin Shabbatah Ketev, since you checked well. Also call Mashimut Lov, and you did everything that's incumbent upon you to do. Become Mokoim nonetheless, Chachamim Chashashu, Shema Yimsa Gluska Yofa, Shena Nivteles, Miatzma Kimai Pirurin. The Chachamim were concerned, you're going to find over the Chametz, over the Pesach, a cookie, something nice, a biscuit, a cake, who knows what, that you, if you didn't check well, you'll find one of these things, and we, during the whole year round, we eat Chametz, and we won't remind ourselves, and we'll come to eat it as well. And Shaden Niftelis Miatzma Kmaiprun, and these things are not bottle like the little crumbs. The little crumbs are bottle, but here you have a nice good piece of cake, so you'll come to eat it. So therefore, Chacham said you have to check well and also nullify it and get rid of it. Person will wait a little, he'll have it in his possession, and he'll transgress this or Bal Yirah. However, if he nullifies it, but if he makes it ownerless, then even if he sees it, he will not transgress on Bal Yirah, because you can transgress on Bal Yirah if it's not your chametz. We'll hold here for today. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up on Monday. Thank you.